Hi everyone, I'm Julie and you're listening to Sports Corner. I'm back today with my guys Ulysse.
Hello guys.
Romain.
Yo.
Nikouf.
What's up?
And Hugo.
Hi everyone.
To make, as usual, a radio show full of testosterone. Here we go. We actually found today's topic last month in a bar when we started wondering about the strange behavior of a drunk man. The guy broke an ice cube with his forehead. Why? Yes, why? We don't have a clue. I just found it stupid. But it's probably not the dumbest practice ever. Indeed, today we are going to talk about stupid behavior, stupid sporting practice. Welcome to the Dumber Sports. And we start right now with Hugo. Hi, how are you today?
Great, I'm back from a crazy week in Norway.
No way!
Great, so how did you find a really damn sport to put us in the mood? How was your trip?
That was amazing. And I'm coming up with a very weird sport. Have you all ever heard of drunk football?
Not really.
No.
It became viral last November with a video released on YouTube and shared by millions of people via the social networks. In this video, we can see a group of young Norwegians playing football just after an intense session of binge drinking. And this is exactly what I attended. The rules are simple. 1 hour before kickoff, both teams are sharing a pre-game party in the dressing room where they manage to drink as much as possible. So obviously, the guys are all totally pissed when they arrive on the field.
But how's the game going?
Then, they play a regular football game, but they must respect one condition for the goal to be validated. The goal scorer has to have a blood alcohol concentration of more than 1 gram per liter. If not, the scorer must fix this with several shots of tequila. After 10 minutes of game, the halftime allows the player to remain drunk as hell, thanks to the vodka provided by the coaches on the bench. The second period is even harder than the first one. The players can hardly run and kick the ball without falling, but they succeed in scoring goals anyway. Of course, hundreds of people have made the trip to see this very particular game, where it is common to see some players vomiting on the sidelines. The players look very uncoordinated, to say the least, when they are running, which is very funny to see.
And where can we find information?
So, if you want to learn more before taking part to one of those games, go on YouTube and search Drunk Football to see this crazy game.
Okay, that was a good spot to start our show. And remember, alcohol with moderation is always better. So now, it's time for the game.
Time to play the game!
We are all yours.
So, we saw some weird sport today, and I'm going with a little game for you. The objective is simple. I'll tell you two original sports or competitions. One exists, and the other is a pure invention.
No way!
You will have to find the weird one. Okay, you're ready? I begin. The man versus horse marathon or the nail eating challenge?
The nail eating challenge.
No, the man versus horse marathon.
No,
definitely.
No.
And Hugo is right. Even if some people on YouTube seems to like eating nails, they didn't create a competition yet. Contrary to the man versus horse marathon, which is an annual race of 35 kilometers, where humans run against riders on horseback. In 26 years of competitions, two runners succeed in winning against horses. Okay, another one. The Headbutt Fighting Championship or the Beer Can Regatta?
The Beer Can Regatta.
The Beer Can Regatta.
No, you can't say that. It's
yeah, possible. But why not?
Beer Can Regatta. Definitely the Beer Can Regatta.
Yeah, sure.
And Charlotte is right. Created in 1974 in Australia, the Beer Can Regatta is a race with a particularity. All boats are made of empty aluminium beer can. Maybe fine on your sports when the inside rain could win. And the last one to finish. The watermelon smashing contest or the sex doll rafting?
Sex doll rafting.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
And it's right, the sex doll rafting exists, and I have nothing to say about it except it's ocean.
Okay, thanks, Ulysse. And don't hesitate to comment the program on the Chronicles Facebook page. We want your reaction. Let's continue with Nikouf. How are you?
I'm great, mate.
And what's your discover?
My discover is dwarf throwing. So for those of you who didn't find the sports name obvious enough, dwarf throwing or dwarf tossing is a pub or bar attraction in which competitors challenge each other by throwing vertically different people wearing Velcro costumes or special clothing onto mattresses or at Velcro-covered walls. The winner is a participant who tosses the dwarfs the farthest. And if you're still having trouble imagining this, there are plenty of very instructive videos on the internet.
And where does it come from?
So this sport originates from Florida back in the 1980s. A local club owner had a little person among his customers called Midge. His was his real name. And Midge came in there very often. So in order to bring more people, and with Midge's agreement, they organized a dwarf throwing competition. One, two, and eventually every week. Unfortunately, the dwarf was very keen on booze and happened to hit his head at one of the events, ending up him bleeding to death. That was when dwarf throwing actually became illegal. Indeed, the LPA, the Little People of America, alerted the governor of Florida, who made it illegal in 1989. However, I must precise, not every little person was in favor of the decision. In fact, the dwarves who actually participated in this contest were happy, as they had found an easy way to make money, when they had a hard time finding a real job. And this particular decision definitely had an impact on dwarf throwing all over the planet.
And what about France?
So this controversy also took place in France. The story I'm now about to tell you is that of Manuel Wackenheim and his fight against the French government and the United Nations. Manuel is 1.18 meters tall and used to travel all over France to perform in various clubs or bars. He started to become famous when Little People Associations, with the help of the famous Mimi Mati, put pressure on local authorities, which ended up with a national executive order in 1995. Manuel, of course, tried to fight it, claiming he was only trying to earn a living like anyone else. Unfortunately for him, in September 22, the United Nations Human Rights Committee ruled the need to protect human dignity was a priority.
Obviously, don't practice the dwarf tossing at home. It could be dangerous, mostly if the dwarf disagree. To finish, I will give the talk to our chronicle, Romain. Are you good today?
I'm awesome, thanks.
Okay, so you meet people and ask them some information about our subject. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. They were great people who say lots of great things, and I will let you discover it because that was really, really amazing.
What is for you the stupidest sport you ever practice?
I think the stupidest sport I've ever played is it's like a we had to crush some ice with our head. And we crashed it against the tables, but we also crashed it against both heads with a teammate. It was a bit stupid. It was a bit like we had to go as fast as possible.
I think the dumbest sport is curling, because we have the impression that they're cleaning the ice.
I think the stupidest sport I ever seen or practiced is the ice cube breaking challenge.
What is for you the stupidest sport which exists?
Well, I've heard about some kind of football, some kind of soccer. I don't know how you say it. If you score a goal, it's only validated if you're drunk enough. Like if you're under some alcohol in the blood, you cannot validate your goal. So I think that will be the stupidest sport, because you have to drink while you're playing. You have to be really, really alcoholized, with a lot of alcohol in your blood.
Drunk foot, because you drink and you're drunk.
This might be the drunken football.
We talk about lots of sports like tetherball, drunk football. Which one would you be ready to test?
Yeah, I think it's quite paradoxical, because I think it's the stupidest sport ever, but I think it'll be a lot of fun to play the drunk football.
I'd like to test the bubble football, but I don't know if it's really stupid. Or maybe the lottery with the poop.
Swimming competition after having drank a whole bottle of vodka. I saw a video once, it was funny.
Oh man, I definitely got to see these people.
Okay, and to finish the show, I want to read a reaction about today. It's a comment from Marie-Elise. So fun as usual, don't change. I love you guys. Can't wait to try the drunk football. So people, don't hesitate to create a team with her. Well, that was nice as usual. It was Julie with the team of Sports Corner. We'll be back next week with a new program. Kisses.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye. See you.
You're amazing.